Madison's Alternative, 106.7, The Resistance. This week on Discover a New Alternative, I am talking to Chestnut Grove. Hello.
Hello, what's up? I'm James Daniels from Chestnut Grove.
And I'm Dee.
So this is kind of an interesting interview because normally we talk about everything that's coming up. And in this situation, it's a lot more about what the last decade plus has been and where you are right now. So, can you tell us why you guys have decided at this point to close the door?
We're closing the door on a chapter of the band. I think that's the best way to say it. We've been saying that in kind of all of our interviews right now. And yesterday we actually had a meeting with John, which is another very integral member of Chestnut Grove. And the three of us have at least agreed to like do stuff in the future. So like Chestnut Grove's not dead. We don't know when we'll do things again. We have no idea, but there's a lot of stuff still going on behind the scenes. And our bass player Zach Winkler decided to move on from the band. And we've all been together for over 10 years together. So like we like taught each other how to play music. Like we built this band together. Zach's a massive, massive part of the record we just released. So we felt like going on hiatus was like bands can go on farewell tours and as many reunion tours and farewell tours as they want. So we figured, why would we be any different? So, like, right now we're on hiatus. Like, that's what that means. Like, right now we don't know what we're going to do. And we've never been in that status before. Like, we've never had that status as a band. We always just made an EP, made a record, released a single, toured on repeat for a decade. So, to halt that for us has been strange. So for any break, however long it's going to be, is going to be weird for us. So I hope that somewhat answers that question.
Yeah, I think so. I think it also clarifies that you guys aren't done.
No, how I mean, we're pretty proud of the record we just made. So I'll let D say some things, but like I feel like there's no way you could just completely close the door on something like that.
No, it's we've been together so long, and just to lose Zach is a little bit traumatic. So we're just kind of navigating how we continue on as Chestnut Grove without an integral member. But the future is always bright in some fashion. So we still have the rest of the members on board, and we're still gonna make music in some capacity, I think, at some point. We just don't know when exactly that will be.
Okay, so let's talk about this album, Can't Stand the Music. It just came out.
Yeah, January 9th.
Was that always the plan, or were you able to release it at that time because you met your goal?
I think that was always the plan. We needed to raise money because we were not able to tour continuously afterwards. So it was our first crowdfunding experience, I think, since like significantly pre-pandemic. I don't even remember the last time we had like a Kickstarter or anything. We were just funding all of our products and everything we were doing on tour money and like living
I
off
think
of
it was around 2015 when we did have our last crowdfunding
that
campaign,
long
but
ago.
yeah.
Yeah. So it was just out of necessity to have the crowdfunding thing. We would have released the record regardless. We would have just went into credit card debt or like something. I don't know. Like, or one of our parents would have unfortunately had to pay for it. Like, I don't know. Like, we would have came out with it no matter what. So that was always the goal, to release it on in the new year. And we had released five singles since 2022 that are on this record. So like we really milked it. Like we pushed this record for all it was worth. We didn't know at the beginning of even recording it that it would be the end of an era for Chestnut Grove. We weren't aware of that when it first started. So all of it was just out of necessity and somewhat ironic to the meaning of the record, because the record's all about like the pressures of the industry and like how tough everything is as a band on the road. And then, you know, things came to a screeching halt for us kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, you guys said that you tried social media and stuff during the pandemic, and it didn't feel like that's where you belong because so much of what you do is the live show. Now, once you realize this album isn't going to be toured, did that change some of the songs that went onto it?
No, I feel like the track listing and the songs that went on it were just all the songs we felt at this point were our most well-crafted and well-produced songs and well-arranged songs that we could get the most out of it in the studio with our producer Derek. And everything we did on this record was very like organic and also deliberate at the same time. Like we allowed a lot of things to happen, but we definitely had like an idea and an agenda for this record that we didn't have really on the others.
How do you pick your singles?
I let like our radio promoter Mark Cordellos do that, or Derek, and then we like ask our publicist Maggie, and then we'll like shop it to all our friends and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, unless we like blatantly disagree for any reason with like our radio promoter, I don't really usually put up a fight. I think it's hard to be a songwriter and pick singles.
Yeah, I think sometimes you're too close to the songs to even know what's the best single.
How do you guys resolve issues if you don't agree as a band?
Fist fights and throwing and a lot of yelling. No, we really don't have that many in the grand scheme of things. We grew up together making music together, so we've collectively gained influence over the years. I mean, we're a rock band at the end of the day, but like we kind of jump genres. Like we'll be like punk rockish on one song, or like a lot of soulfulness on another. And that's always just been a product of really just fully honest. Like we don't care as much maybe as some other bands being like, this is the exact sound we have to be. I just think you change over time and make whatever songs you want. And all of us have always been collectively kind of felt that way.
And it's great that you guys have been able to, and even just for one member to want to move on feels like an event. It feels like a transition for all of you, where a lot of times bands will just be like, okay, we just need another person. Let's just hire somebody else. Like you guys are a family in that way, it sounds like.
Yeah, we used to, I think the best way to describe like our family vibe is we used to wake up at like 6 a.m. if we were like in Virginia and the Eagles played at 1, like the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like we're Philly people, like that's, you know, we're nuts about that stuff. And collectively as a band, except for Gary, Gary was probably like, they're nuts. I can't believe we went to bed at 4 a.m. We're going to wake up at 6 in the morning and drive from Virginia to my parents' house usually. And we'd watch the game there and eat family dinner like together. Like we did that for years. Like that was what touring was like if we were on the East Coast and close enough.
What was family dinner? Like, was it always spaghetti or was it different?
No. My parents are nuts. Shout out to my mom and dad. No, they would make like mashed potatoes, like a full roast, like a bunch of vegetables, like probably dessert. It was nuts, right,
dude? Your dad smoked a bunch of food one time just like for the hell of it. Like they just like to get creative, and I think they also love having us around.
Yeah, to clarify, we practice there too, so like that's our destination, like to park our band van. So like our whatever you want to call it, like rehearsal studio space.
It's like our home base.
It's just our home base is my parents' barn, which is where we practiced since I've practiced in there since I was 13. And I mean, I started playing with D when we were 17 or 18. And I mean, that's just still where we do stuff. That's where we had our meeting.
It's our creative space.
That's awesome. And it's always a bonus when home base has food.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about your song, Da Freakness?
I think James wrote the chorus and things kind of wrapped around that. Zach's bass line was the drive of the entire song. And for the verses, I just tried to stick with something that I thought was going to be catchy and sexy in a way and modern. But Zach's bass line was the drive for everything on that song.
So when you say this album kind of had this theme of the pressures of the industry, what pressure does Da Freakness work with?
I only wrote the chorus, so the shake, your moneymaker thing. For me, it's like dance, monkey, dance. Like, that's kind of like what it feels like sometimes. It's like, see you later, which is not always the case. Like, I don't want to throw shade at, like, the whole industry. Like, plenty of places I've been have treated me like royalty, and I appreciate all of them. But just sometimes, like, I think what I mean by that, like, and I don't know how much this song really represents that outside of the chorus. Like, I haven't dug into the lyrics on this one as much, so I don't want to speak for D on that.
No, I think I was playing exactly off of that, off of your chorus, because it does sometimes feel like dance, monkey, dance, but at the same time, you're still having a good time, so.
On the album, there's like this constant theme of like, music is really fun, we're going to have a great time, but there's this looming thing over your shoulder, and that is the business, and it's always hovering there, even though we're all out there having a good time and just going on with our lives.
It's kind of a weird industry because it is such like a party atmosphere. It's such a party vibe. Like, no, it's fun all the time. And you kind of have to keep up that appearance, even though everybody still has to handle like analytics and you have to actually do the music. You actually have to do all the things. Like, there's a lot of work involved. Plus a lot of people trying to make sure you finish your checklist.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Dee has to order all the merch, package it all, make sure it's sent and mailed to everybody. It's like, we don't have people to do those things. It's like, someone has to book all the shows and schedule everything. And I mean, it's just like, I don't know if at the end of the day, people realize that because the industry is the way that it is now, like, the label help isn't what it was back in the day. And just a lot of bands are actually out here just like, really, is all we wanted to do was like get in a van, go on tour and play music and get paid to do that while a business builds around us. But instead, you're running every angle of that business. And you just don't realize that when you first sign up for this.
One of the best ways to support you guys and to continue to support you, your album is available only on your website, correct?
No, that was just at the very beginning. Okay. Is it the only place to actually buy the physical copy, though, as well, Dee?
Yeah, you can buy the physical download. We do not have any CDs available, but we will have vinyls probably hitting our merch store, I'm going to say mid-March.
Okay, and that is still the best way to support you guys?
Absolutely. Buy a vinyl. I'm going to sell them all.
Yeah, even if you don't have a record player, buy a vinyl. You can hang them on your wall. They look really cool.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, shout out to John. John, our guitar player, keyboard player, one of the integral songwriters in our band, he like made the whole record cover and design and everything. So shout out to him.
That's another job bands have to do sometimes for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We look forward to connecting in the next phase of Chestnut Grove whenever you guys are ready for that.
Oh, we're so happy you're pumped about that already.
Waiting on bated breath. Yeah.
No, I'm glad we left you on like a little cliffhanger.
Yes.